So Emma, or maybe Sophie, told someone who told someone who played five-a-side with Paul on a Thursday night. And the person who played five-a-side asked Paul whether it was weird knowing that his ex was dating. This person wasn't being cruel. He had recently separated from his own wife and was dreading the day that he'd knock on the door of his former home and find a strange man opening it. Paul played from 7 until 8. He texted Lucy at 10 past and would have been around 5 minutes later if she hadn't put him off. She wanted to be on her own when he came, which meant putting the boys to bed and texting Joseph. "Is it true?" said Paul. He hadn't had a drink since the night of the altercation. She badly wanted a glass of wine, but she put the kettle on. Paul went to the cupboard to get a glass and then to the fridge to get some orange juice. His entitlement annoyed her. "It depends what you've been told." "I was told you had a boyfriend." "No, that's not true." "So what is true?" "That's a hard question to answer. You know what I mean." "I'm not sure I do. Is there some kind of bloke in your life?" "Some kind of bloke. You know what I mean." "There's something casual going on, yes." "Involving sex?" Surely that was all a casual relationship involved. It was the absence of everything else that provided the informality. "Yes." Paul took a deep breath. She could almost smell the need for something that would take the edge off the moment. His various addictions were sweating from the exertion of jumping up and down while trying to catch the attention of their owner. Fucking hell! It was going to happen one day. It was like the death of a parent, Lucy thought. It was always coming soon. She just couldn't believe that it was happening now. I'd hoped it wouldn't. "I know." "So is that it? I mean, for us?" What was the kindest answer? No element of her relationship with Joseph was an obstruction to her reconciliation with Paul. But there would be no reconciliation with Paul.